The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is leading the charge among government agencies with the launch of its sexual harassment and disability policies. We tell you more in today's edition of Urban Scope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Stay with us. The UDC has always believed that people are at the heart of development, and everything revolves around ensuring that it creates and maintains harmonious environments that facilitate excellence. The corporation therefore saw the need to address sexual harassment in the workplace, as well as protect the rights of employees with disabilities, by launching its sexual harassment and disability policies on April 14, 2015. The agency launched both policies in consideration of the health and safety of employees as one of its main priorities.
I commend the UDC for being among the pace setters in government as they are undertaking the full-scale implementation of these policies at this workplace. It is important that all agencies within the government not only consider the health and safety of their employees a priority, but that they move with dispatch to implement similar policies.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner. The UDC's sexual harassment policy outlines the company's position on such matters in the workplace, with a zero-tolerance approach and appropriate procedures to deal with sexual harassment, while the disability policy serves as a guide for how persons with disabilities should be treated in the workplace.
I am confident that the adoption of these policies will serve not only as a model for other entities, but will result in a much healthier, safer, and respectful work environment at the UDC. Such an environment will support the dignity and protection of all members of staff, both present and in the future.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner. The move also forms part of the corporation's ongoing transformational leadership program, which aims to make it an employer of choice by providing a workplace free from hazards, discrimination, and/or harassment and prohibitions to physical mobility.
What we're doing is something that is very necessary at the workplace, every workplace in Jamaica. When we launch these policies, it is a recognition of the reality and a commitment by the UDC to ensure that this corporation is alert to both sexual harassment and to the treatment of the disabled.
UDC Chairman Senator Katie Knight. Both policies are also in compliance with the applicable laws of the Jamaican government and guidelines of the International Labour Organization, ILO, and the World Health Organization, WHO.
The launch of these policies comes at a time when human rights are at the core focus in global space. The protection of these rights is crucial as a harmonious working environment is mandatory in order to create business innovation and value-added services.
UDC General Manager Desmond Malcolm. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know the Urban Development Corporation is the first government agency to launch its sexual harassment and disability policies? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at www.udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.